USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searches are continuing to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava telling reporters another victim was found Saturday, raising the death toll to 5. Pablo Rodriguez's mother and grandmother are among the missing.
The night before it happened, I talked to her, and one of the things that she had said was that she woke up that morning around 3, 4 in the morning because she heard some loud creaking noises. She didn't really think, you know, it was to the level that the building was going to fall down, but she did mention it.
The Biden administration has extended the nationwide ban on evictions for a month to help millions of tenants unable to make rent payments during the coronavirus pandemic, but said this is the last time it plans to do so. The nationwide ban now set to expire July 31st. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump hit the road Saturday evening, speaking at a Save America rally in Wellington, Ohio. His first campaign-style rally since leaving the White House. There he endorses congressional candidate and former White House aide Max Miller against Ohio Republican incumbent Anthony Gonzalez.
He's a sellout, he's a fake Republican, and a disgrace to your state. And he's not the candidate you want representing the Republican Party. He's the candidate of Liz Cheney. That's another beauty. Liz Cheney.
Gonzalez, one of 10 Republicans voting to impeach the former president. A California beachgoer is in serious condition after being bit by a great white shark. Police saying the man was swimming near Half Moon Bay Saturday morning when his right leg was bitten by a great white over 6 feet long. The man was able to swim to shore before being given advanced life support measures by a rescue team. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Georgia's top cop is reacting to a lawsuit filed against his state.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security, it expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Pacific Northwest is sweltering in record-setting heat. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday, shattering the previous record of 102 for that day. History also being made in Seattle, where the airport temperature hit 102 degrees, smashing the previous June record of 96. Forecasters warn Seattle could hit 106 on Monday. Washington, Oregon, and parts of Idaho and California are under excessive heat warnings through the weekend and into early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.